Ibrahim Abdelmateen is with us, Takeaway Sports contributor. We're in the middle of the baseball postseason and an emotional milestone and also a sort of standings milestone. The Major League Baseball postseason continued last night, but the 29-year-old career stopped in its tracks as San Francisco took down Atlanta 3-2, eliminating the Braves from the playoffs. That's one thing, but it ended the career. He's retiring now of manager Bobby Cox.
I've been emotional. And when we've gotten beat in the World Series, and it feels the same. It doesn't feel like this is the last time I put it on, but it certainly is, and I won't put it on again. So,
wow, what a milestone. He actually played third base for the Yankees 1 year in the 1960s, but he is a manager's manager, that's for sure. What's the significance of Bobby Cox?
Well, man, like you said, he managed for 29 years. One of the significant things is that he was thrown out more than any other manager in baseball.
Yeah, which, record number of ejections.
Exactly. So I think part of that is that, you know, a friend of mine was saying he argues balls and strikes, but he's passionate, right? And that's a symbol of his passion. He's knowledgeable. He's fair. He treats players like individuals, like human beings. And all of the players that have played under him have said that they really appreciate his style.
And particularly with the Braves, he kept that emotional basket case pitching staff for so long together at the Atlanta Braves and took them to the World Series again and again and again.
He made a consistent winners in Atlanta, and also, you know, 25 years at the helm of one team, that's unheard of in professional sports in general. So I think his legacy will be his staying power and his commitment.
And the fourth leading all-time winning manager, is that right?
I believe so, yes.
2,504 regular season wins. That's huge. Thousands of wins.
It's a lot of time to be putting on and off that uniform, that's for sure.
All right, so Cox is gone, but the San Francisco Giants are blazing forward. Can anyone stop this pitching? Yeah, the Phillies, right?
Well, this is exciting because the Giants advance to their fifth NLCS, a National League Championship Series. The Phillies are definitely the favorites. They have the home field advantage, and of course, they've won the last two pennants. Tim Lincecum and Roy Halladay are going to be facing each other off in the first game. And that's really exciting because they both pitched shutouts in their first postseason games this year, where Tim Lincecum had 14 Ks. Roy Halladay, of course, pitched a no-hitter. And made history. So this is probably, barring some other potential matchups, this is really an amazing one. If you're interested in baseball, or if you just have sort of casual interest in baseball, this is definitely one game to watch.
Now, this pitching battle between the Reds and the Giants is a titanic battle of the best talent you're probably likely to see.
Without a doubt. Yeah. And then the Giants rotation overall, they combined for 0.93 ERA in this past series, which is the third lowest by an NL team in a postseason series. Mm-hmm. And during the season, the Giants and the Phillies split their series. They played six games, but these two, you know, marquee pitchers never face each other. So this should be great.
You've got to be intimidated if you're an American League team. And where does that stand right now?
Well, that's funny. Tonight, Tampa Bay Rays and the Texas Rangers face off for a decisive Game 5. And this comes after Tampa Bay was down two games after losing the first two games at home in Tropicana Field.
And they were favored. They were favored.
Exactly.
So they got some momentum problems.
And then they won on the road. So then they won two games on the road. Now, this could be the first time that the road team has won every single game in a series. So that's interesting. It's kind of odd. Personally, I would never want to play in Tropicana Field, but they're going back there tonight. You know, they have a hard time selling out the stands. They're going back there tonight.
The winner faces?
Well, the winner faces, of course, the Yankees.
The Yankees.
I think the edge goes to the Rangers.
Edge goes to the Rangers.
They have Cliff Lee on the mound. They've been consistent throughout this. I think that, yeah.
All right, Ibrahim Abdelmateen. The Rangers have the edge. Takeaway Sports contributor.
Good morning.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.